Colleagues, welcome back to the office. It's Steve. Welcome to episode 21 of the CPU Today podcast. We've got a whiz-bang presentation for you today. This is the hottest tech tools and services to increase your productivity, part one. This is the first part of a multi-part series that we're going to be doing, highlighting my favorite apps, tools, services, platforms, hardware appliances, software appliances, and just about everything else that I think will really help improve your productivity and improve your effectiveness in your job. Some of this stuff is going to be 100% personal, things that can make your personal life more effective and efficient. Some of these other things are going to be things for your organization, things that you could do for your staff, things you can do for your colleagues, things that can help improve your customer relationships, and things through that will ultimately help improve your organization. Now, in today's podcast, what I really want to focus on are my favorite apps, platforms, and tools. These are going to be the things that, you know, you might be using on your mobile device, you might be using on your computer, they might just be a website that you're using occasionally. But these are the services that I keep coming back to time and time again to fill a particular need, whether it be to communicate and collaborate with my colleagues, whether it be to track time and progress on a project, whether it be to charge a credit card for a customer, project, or bill. Or it might just be trying to access my files and documents remotely. So we've got probably, I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 or so different services and platforms that we're going to look at. Some of these, they might warrant, for example, going into further detail on their own dedicated podcast. They're that good. But my intention today is just to highlight for 2021 the stuff that I really like and the stuff that I think would be useful. So I've broken them down into five categories for us to take a look at today. We've got stuff around time tracking. Okay, these are going to be your services for managing your employee schedule, managing your billables, managing your availability for meetings. We've got stuff around projects. Okay, I've got two different solutions we're going to take a look at here to help you better organize your solutions and build your project plans more effectively and communicate progress to your clients. We'll take a look at a couple of different options for remote access, getting access to your computer from home. You know, if you're trying to get into the office, why be in the office? Well, it's COVID times. Why be in the office at all? But how to get access to those remote machines whenever you need to. Where we can communicate effectively. We'll take a look at the need, for example, for conferencing software, whether it be, for example, internal, using a solution such as Teams or Slack, or external, and meeting with people, for example, on Zoom, and why you might want to consider one or both of these solutions. And we'll finish with today with some financial transactions. I got a couple of things that I use regularly for a variety of different client projects to process a credit card, to track expenses, to submit an expense report, or something else. Alrighty. So I do want to remind you that if you are a financial professional, and I hope you are, you can earn CPE credit for attending today's webinar. How cool is that? I know. It's super simple. All you have to do after listening to today's broadcast is go to cpetoday.com, use course code HOT1, that's H-O-T-1, take a short 5-question exam, and you will earn a credit for today's course. It is super simple. It'll take you about 5 minutes or so, and you can even print out a certificate hanging on your wall for your accomplishment for today. So again, if you are a financial professional, CPA, EA, CFP, or other, head on over to cpetoday.com, use course code HOT1, H-O-T-1, and you can go ahead and earn a credit for today's podcast. All righty, without further ado, let's just go ahead and dive in. And this is really just going to kind of be a hit list of my favorite apps, projects, and services. And the first one I want to talk about is one that I've only recently started using within the last, I'd say, year or so, and it is Clockify. Clockify is honestly the best time tracking solution I have ever come across for groups and teams. If you need to track billable time or just payroll time, and maybe you're not even billing it to your clients, or you just want to track your time on projects for your own purpose, Clockify is the absolute best solution that I have come across. What's awesome about this is that it is really flexible to a wide range of organizational needs, a wide range of organizational projects, prerogatives. You can do where you can run a timer on a particular project, or you can manually enter your time for whatever you might need. Additionally, they've got mobile apps. They've got desktop apps for both Mac as well as Windows. And it gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility with respect to how you can configure this. I think it is best suited for professional service firms. So, you know, your CPA firms, your law offices, things of this nature, consulting practices. This would be a really good solution for you because you can set up an unlimited number of projects, tasks, and you can even set up your staff to use this service as well. It's super simple. I'm going to give you a demonstration here just in a second so you can kind of get a sense of what it looks like. But here is the kicker, the part that I am just truly amazed with. It is free, 100% free. And it's not only just free, but it's free for your entire organization. It offers 100% unlimited users for your organization. So let's say you're a company of 5 people. Great, you can use this solution for free. Let's say you're a company of 100 people. Great, you can use this solution for free. How cool is that? Now, I personally think this is the best solution for a lot of different reasons, but that price point honestly just makes it so attractive with respect to why you might want to use this. Let's go ahead and switch over and take a look at what this solution looks like. Now, I'm logged in over here under my Johnny CPE demo account, just to, as a demo account to kind of give you a demonstration of what this looks like. And what we're seeing here is the standard time tracker view. Okay, so from this particular view, I can, for example, set up and run a timer for a particular project. Let's say, for example, today we are going to go ahead and work on our, CPE Today audit engagement. So we'll go ahead and write in CPE Today audit engagement. Okay, and we can go ahead and select a particular project that we'd like to apply to. So let's just go ahead and put this to, well, actually here, let's just create it. Let's create a new engagement, a new project, and we'll call it audit. Okay, so you can create an unlimited number of projects, you can create an unlimited number of clients, and you can even go over here and just start a timer and it will go ahead and continue to run. Now, what we're seeing here is not only what I'm currently done, but also the time that has been incurred over the last period. We can see here for this particular week, we can see the time that has been incurred both today as well as yesterday and earlier in this as well. So I can keep that, let that run. That won't be a problem. If we switch over here to our calendar view, what's kind of nice about it, it'll give you a nice listing of these different projects and you can kind of visually see where you are in terms of where you are with your different projects and how your time is being set up. Now, I mentioned with this particular project, you can include your staff. What's nice about this is that not only is it free, but you can add other people and collaborate in a single account, which is truly just kind of an unusual thing. Most of these SaaS services, they might give you one thing, but the fact that they make it free forever is, again, really kind of truly incredible. So we can go into our settings here, for example, and we can set up all of our specific projects. We can also set up all of our specific requirements. You'll see here that it is a fully featured solution in terms of there's lots of features here that you can choose to use. Now, you'll notice throughout this that there are upgrades that are available. Okay, you'll see this pro upgrade. Now, I want to point out, and again, this is one of the things I really like about this solution. Their updates are very reasonably priced in terms of what you get for this, you know. So their prices, if you choose to go up, for example, in price from, you know, their free plan all the way up to their enterprise plan, they're very reasonable with respect to what you get for the features and functions. And in our company, we use this regularly, for example, to not only do all of our timekeeping, but also manage a lot of our payroll. And as somebody who's very familiar with timekeeping software, I can tell you that these prices are very reasonable. And they also offer an updated or an annual billing plan as well. So you can get a little bit of a price break that way. Now, if you wanted to go ahead and invite other team members, not a problem. Click over here to this team icon, and then from here, you can go ahead and you can add, for example, another person inside of your company. Okay. Now, the whole thing supports different roles. So you could, for example, set up different levels of access within this system. And you can set this up so that managers have certain levels of access, owners have different levels of access, so on and so forth. Alrighty. Now, lots of other features and functions in this. One other one that I do want to point out that I really do like here is the fact that we have this really nice dashboarding view. You know, so we can, for example, see an overview of our particular time for a particular week. And once we add staff, for example, we can go ahead and switch over and see it at the individual level. We can see it at the staff level. We can see it at the company level and even within projects themselves. You'll notice up here this pre-filtering option so that if we wanted to filter down to a particular client or a particular project, we could go ahead and do so. Overall, it's a really, really wonderful tool. It's one that I have found to be quite effective with respect to managing time inside of our company. And in fact, we're going to do a full presentation just on Clockify in a future broadcast in this series, because there are so many wonderful features that you should be aware of for managing time inside your company. And I'm also going to show you a really cool approach that I have used with respect to getting this data out of Clockify. I will point out all the reports can be exported, you know, so you're not locked in by any stretch, but I've created a really cool process using the developer tools of Clockify to be able to pull this data out and dump it directly into Excel. And that's how we manage our billing inside of our organization through that particular process. And it's actually a lot simpler. It uses this tool from Excel called Power Query. If you're not familiar with Power Query, it is a wonderful tool that really allows you to be able to hook up Excel to just about anything. So more on Clockify in a future broadcast. I think it is a solution that anybody who's doing time and billing absolutely should take a look at, because it is not only very affordable, but very effective at the job it does. Now, the next tool that I want to talk about is a tool for better managing meetings and appointments, and it is called Calendly. Now, Calendly is fantastic because it puts the ability to your clients to be able to schedule time on your availability. Now, let me tell you the use case that I have. I meet with people all throughout the day. I've got clients, I've got colleagues, I've got staff, I've got vendors, I've got people that I need to meet with regularly. And honestly, managing my calendar is one of the most time-intensive things about my day. Okay. Now, what Calendly allows me to do is it allows me to set up a website. Okay. And from that website, my colleagues, my staff, my team, my clients can essentially look at my calendar in real time and get a sense of what my availability is. And instead of going back and forth like, oh, how about Tuesday at 9? Well, which time zone? Is it Pacific? Is it Mountain? Is it whatever? Or, you know, Wednesday at 3? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not available. You're not available. Well, what I can do is essentially say, hey, go to my Calendly website, schedule a meeting at your availability. If it shows I'm free, then I'm free, and I'm more than happy to meet with you at that time. So it's really simple. You create some simple rules about what your availability is, what times of day. You know, you can, for example, limit, say, you know what, I only want to meet with people 8 to 5, you know, in your particular time zone. Well, it will automatically exclude any times that are outside of those zones. It will also look at your existing schedule. And so if you already have an appointment at 9 o'clock, it's not going to let somebody double book you. Okay. And once they schedule this, it will send an invitation to them, adding it to their particular calendar, and then also adding it to your calendar as well. Now, Calendly is a free solution, F-R-E-E. They do have a premium account that does add some additional capabilities to it, but the free account is what I've used for the last several years, and it's worked just fine with me. It works beautifully with your major office productivity suites such as Google, Office 365, iCalendar, and others. And so it essentially will always keep an eye on that calendar to ensure that you're not double booked over anything. So let's go ahead and take a look and see what that particular tool looks like. And I'm going to give you a sense of first what it does, you know, and then we will go ahead and take a look at some of the features and functions behind it. Okay. So this is the sample calendar that we're working with here. This is the Calendly for Johnny CPA or Johnny CPE. And so let's say Johnny was going to be meeting with a client, and let's just say it's our client, Alex. Okay. Well, they would talk back and forth and they'd say, hey, Alex, go ahead and schedule an appointment. Pick a time that works for you. Go to calendly.com/Johnny CPE demo or whatever your page ends up being. This part of the URL, this CPE demo, is 100% customizable to the needs of the user. Now, the free version only gives you one meeting option, you know, so you can set it up to whatever you want it to be. I'm on a trial here just to kind of give you a sense of the full features and functions of this. But Johnny can set up different types of meetings. You know, it might be a sales meeting, might be a marketing meeting, might be an ongoing client meeting, it might be an onboarding meeting, whatever it ends up being. I personally like to do these based off of time. So 15-minute meeting, 30-minute meeting, so on and so forth. Let's go ahead and take a 30-minute meeting here. Okay. So Alex would go ahead and click the time duration that he would like. And what it will show Alex is a listing of my availability. Okay. So if we click over here onto the 16th, which is today's date, let's go back one page here. Let's try that one more time. Okay. And if we click on today's date here, it will show you that the only time that Johnny has time to meet today would be at 3:30. One of the other things I like about this is that you never have to wonder what time zone you're talking about. We can see here, we are in fact Pacific time. If Johnny was in Central time, if Johnny was in Eastern time, not a problem. When Alex goes to book this appointment, it's going to offset based off of his time zone and also looking at my time zone. So it's not 3:30 Eastern or some other time. This is always relative to the user booking it. So it's easy to be able to understand. Okay. Well, let's say that 3:30 doesn't work for me. How about the 19th? Well, we'll see that Johnny is only available in the later day. Okay. But how about the 20th? Okay. Now we can see that there is a full range of times available. Alex would go ahead and select the time, maybe 11 o'clock here. They'd click that confirm. Alex would go ahead and put in his contact information. Okay. Oops, here, we'll put that down here and we'll just say this is Alex demo. Okay, and we can put in a little bit of meetings, a little bit of meeting notes. Looking forward to meeting with you. Alrighty. Now, one of the other cool things about this, once this event is scheduled, it will beautifully integrate in, for example, with Zoom, Teams, and other solutions. So if I had, for example, a virtual meeting conference solution like Zoom or Teams, not only will it schedule the meeting, but it will also allocate the meeting room and set up all the necessary stuff so that we have somewhere to meet when that time comes. Now, if we look at the emails that got sent there, Alex will have gotten an email as well as Johnny got an email confirming everything. No fuss, no muss. Everything essentially just maps in. Now, on the backside of Calendly, this is some of the configuration options that you would expect. Okay, we could set up different types of meeting categories for whatever we would like. And within each one of these, we can go ahead and set some of the parameters. So let's go ahead and click this edit button here. We can, for example, set up how often and what duration, you know, so this particular meeting is going to allow people to book up to 60 dates in the future. However, I could make it specified as well. We could set our duration for how long that meeting should last. In this case, 60 minutes, but we can make it any time period that we would like. Okay, and we can also tell it to set to a following schedule. In this case, I've got this where Saturday and Sunday are not available for booking, but Monday through Friday is, but 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. We can also add a buffer to this. We can say, you know what, if I've got something, let's say at the top of the hour, I don't want to book these things back to back. I want to give myself the ability to maybe have a little bit of breathing room before my next appointment. So you know what I can say? Don't book something so far back to back. Give me a 15-minute buffer before or after that particular meeting. Now, some of the other features here, you can ask specific questions to the employee or to the person booking this, as well as the workflows. You can set up automation, text notifications, email that says, thank you for meeting with me. And you can even collect payments. So if you're a tax practitioner and you want to collect payment at the point of somebody booking an appointment for their tax appointment, great. You can do that right here as well. It really is a truly incredible solution. And in my opinion, has really helped change the way that I book my appointments. All right, moving along here, let's talk about our next solution here, which is going to be When I Work. Okay. When I Work is very similar to the other solutions that we've looked at in terms of the Clockify solution, with one additional caveat. Okay. Clockify is great in the context of the fact that I can manage my time. It's really kind of geared more towards professional services, you know, where they're going to have different billing codes, different job rates, people doing different things. When I Work is more geared towards, let's say, hospitality and retail folks, okay? It is a great way to, for example, set a staff schedule of when they're supposed to come in to work for that particular day. And so if you have different departments, for example, you know, maybe, for example, you're working in a restaurant, so you've got the kitchen, you've got the wait staff. Well, you could have different schedules and you can have different departments and have different employees, and they might work multiple schedules. That's okay. Well, you can allocate this and then communicate this information back to them, okay? And you can do it all from the web, and they do also have a dedicated iOS and Android app. It's also the employee time clock as well. So employees can clock in, clock out right from their mobile device. It will sync seamlessly with their work schedule. And you can even export this information to popular payroll platforms, including QuickBooks, ADP, and more. Another thing I like about this is that their basic plan, which is pretty powerful in its own right, also is free for smaller organizations. So it is something that if you just run like a small bakery or, you know, a breakfast place, you got 5-10 employees, great. You can use this solution. You can actually use it up to 75 employees before they start making you pay for it. So it's a really good solution for a lot of, let's say, Main Street type businesses. Most folks don't have 75 users. I mean, if you're a big box retailer, you probably have more than that. But just for people working on Main Street, you know, that need to schedule their staff, let their staff communicate their unavailability time, be able to swap shifts, this is a really good solution that is going to give you a lot of flexibility and take away a lot of these headaches that you normally would have to deal with dealing with employee schedules. Now, the next solution I want to talk about is called Rescue Time, okay? Rescue Time is a solution that you can use that allows you to more holistically map and watch your schedule and time. You know, for myself, again, I spend so much time in meetings and email and communication. That's really kind of what my job is facilitating business. You know, but sometimes, you know, I'll sit back at the end of the day and wonder, where the heck did my day go? You know, how can I get more hours back? I often will say to a staff member, if you can find a way to invent 4 more hours a day, I'll double your pay, you know, because time is so important. Well, Rescue Time is a really cool solution that allows you to be able to track your time very succinctly and very in a detailed manner. You know, most of these other solutions, When I Work, Clockify, require you to be able to set up and manage your time automatically. To be able to manage your time manually. You still have to put in your time, and you still have to put in, for example, what billing codes and things of this nature can be very manual. Rescue Time isn't a time and billing solution per se. It's more of a solution that you install inside of your computer or put on your mobile phone. It kind of sits next to your time and billing solution. And what it does is it watches the active window of whatever you're working on. Okay. Your active window being the application you're working on immediately, you know, like the one that's currently up. And every time you switch applications, it starts and stops a timer. And so it can tell you at the end of the day how much time you spent in Gmail, how much time you spent in PowerPoint, how much time you spent in QuickBooks. It doesn't necessarily build that, but it just collects that information. And then you can use that information to make better decisions about where you're spending your time. For me, I was blown away with how much time I was spending with scheduling appointments. And that was what really motivated me to take a look at that Calendly application, because I was able to learn about how much time I was spending in my calendar by Rescue Time. You know, so it's a solution I kind of use off and on. If I feel like I'm in a funk and I want to get some better insight to what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, I'll run this solution for a period of days to kind of get some honest, true blue metrics about where my time is going. So it doesn't change, obviously, your behavior, but it gives you the insight necessary to make better decisions about where you are going to spend your time. All right, so those are our timekeeping solutions. I got a couple project solutions that I want to mention, okay? And I got two. Okay. The first one is a traditional project management system, and the other one is what we call a Kanban project management system. Okay. If you need something to manage your time and work, Asana is a really good solution to consider. Okay. I like it because it's simple. I like it because it's very email focused, and I'm an email guy, and I like it because they got a great mobile app, and I also like it because it's free. Project management is one of those things that can be so laborious to get set up correctly, and often it's a lot of work with very little payoff. You know, if we look at traditional big project management solutions in my industry, which is software development, you know, often there's solutions like Jira or Azure DevOps. These are big solutions, and they're fantastic if you're a Google or a Microsoft. You got a lot of projects and hundreds of people working on one of them. You know, but if you're a small practitioner, your CPA office, consulting firm, construction company even, that's way too much to bite off. Okay. What's great about Asana is that it's simple, it's fast, it's affordable, it's very simple project management. You set up a project, you can set up sub projects and tasks, you can assign them. And then from that point forward, you can either manage it through the web interface, you can manage it through the mobile app, or my preference, you just manage it through the through email. And I like that. So it's a really good solution if you're looking for project management and you don't want a lot of headache to go along with it. Now, my personal preference is Kanban style project management. And I'll show you that here in a minute. And a tool that I really love is called Trello. Okay. Trello is this visual style of project management where projects are organized in cards and they can be assigned to different people. And then you can move these cards across these swim lanes to help designate what and where a project is. Okay. Now Trello for individuals is free. They do have a premium account for businesses if there's something you need. But in my opinion, it's probably the overall best of these Kanban style. Let's go ahead and take a look at what this looks like. All right. So here is an example of a Trello board. And this is a general business plan. Okay. Individual projects are represented by these little cards, and these little cards you can click on and they'll have more information. For example, we could see a description. Sometimes, for example, they might have a checklist associated with them, and we can add additional information about it. You know, so if we have different steps for this particular project. Now, the other big thing about Kanban style is this idea of swim lanes. Projects are distinguish into little cards. That little card represents a task or a story. And then what we do is we pick up these little cards and we move them from these different swim lanes to wherever they happen to be, you know, and they progress across. And you might have, for example, your first swim lane might be your backlog, which is stuff to be done. Your next one is stuff you're currently working on. And then you might have a swim lane, for example, to be completed. But I really like this visual approach in terms of managing projects. I think, at least for my way of thinking, it works very effectively for me. So if you happen to be a Microsoft 365 user, Microsoft also has a comparable solution for this style of project management, cards and swim lanes. Okay. And it's called Microsoft Planner. Honestly, it's not as good as Trello, but it ain't bad, you know, and it's also included in your Office and Microsoft 365 account. So it's something you can use without having to incur any additional fees. In our company, we use Trello for a long time, but you know, we're a Microsoft company. We have all the other Microsoft applications. And so we decided to bite off that one as well. It was more important to have everything in one account than to have things fragmented in different services. All right, let's go ahead and have our first review question for the day. All righty, which of the following solutions would probably be the most effective for managing time and billing with a small business? Okay, would it be Clockify, Asana, Rescue Time, or Trello? Well, all of these are really kind of good for managing projects and time and billing. But if I were to say, I would think that Clockify would be the overall best solution. It's really kind of designed for that time and billing. Asana would be great for project management, doesn't really manage time. Rescue Time is going to give you the analytics to be able to understand where your time is going, but it's not going to be really good for actually billing. Likewise, Trello is a good project solution, but it doesn't manage time itself. So the correct answer as I see it would be Clockify. Alrighty, let's go ahead and dive into our next section here, which is going to be around collaboration and communication and remote access. Now, occasionally you might find the need of one of two things. You're at home and you want to be able to access your computer in the office, or in my situation, I'm at home and I need to give tech support to a family member, a colleague, friend, or maybe we need to collaborate and work on something together. Now, remote access has always been something that's been prone to error. It's been prone to security issues. It's been prone to issues in terms of getting it set up effectively inside the company and inside the house. My personal preference when it comes to managing remote access is going to be Real VNC. Okay. VNC is a solution that you can install on a computer. And then once it's installed on that computer remotely, you can then access that computer like you're sitting in front of it. It gives you the ability to control the keyboard, the mouse, and be able to visually see what's going on in that computer. And you're literally, when you see the mouse move, it's moving on that other computer. Now, the reason I like this compared to other solutions, there's, for example, Microsoft Remote Desktop, natively built into Windows. There's also TeamViewer. There's also GoToMyPC and others. I like Real VNC for three reasons. First, I think it's the overall best one in the context of security. I like that a lot. You don't have to make any modifications with respect to your network or computer security to allow for Real VNC. So I like that. If we look at solutions like Remote Desktop Connection, RDP, I mean, so many attacks have occurred and security breaches have occurred due to people not having that set up correctly. So right away, Real VNC is more effective. Another reason I like this is because it supports the largest range of devices. Whether you're working with Linux, Mac, old versions of Windows, or whatever, Real VNC will most likely support it. I can't say the same about TeamViewer and some of the other solutions that are out there. And the third reason I like this is very easy. You know, you don't need to have an IT degree to be able to get this set up, and it's an absolute lifesaver when you need to get into, you know, grandma's computer or your colleague's computer. It's free for personal use up to 5 devices, and it's very reasonably priced if you're looking to do this inside of your business. Now, another solution that I really like is for client portals. I am a big fan of making sure that when I send something that's confidential to people, I do it in a secured manner. You know, data breaches are a real thing. If you've attended any of our CP Today security courses, you know how much we harp on data breaches and how much and how quickly and easily they can occur. Well, if you use a client portal solution, you're going to significantly reduce your risk because eliminating email, eliminating phishing, eliminating, fraud is a big step in terms of reducing your overall risk for a data breach. And a portal can greatly assist with that effort. Okay. Now, ShareFile from Citrix is a solution that you can use to share files externally to your business. Okay. What do I mean by this? Now, most organizations now are using some sort of cloud productivity tool. Okay. You might be using Microsoft 365. You might be using Google Workspaces. You might be using Zoho or others. Well, those are great for your internal files. We love SharePoint in our company and OneDrive in our company because I can work on something and instantly it is shared with anybody who has access to that folder. And it's great for internal use. However, it's not great when you need to transmit a file to a client or somebody outside of the company. Okay. Now you can email that, but you run the risk of what if that email gets forwarded? You know, did you properly encrypt the actual file itself? And most folks don't do that right. Okay. With ShareFile, it works very similar to a Google Drive or a OneDrive. You put something into a client folder. It kicks off an email notification to them saying, hey, Steve has put something in your client folder. They can then log in through the ShareFile website, which can be branded to your firm or to your organization's specific criteria. And they will log in with the password of their choosing and then download that file, eliminating that risk of that email being forwarded or not being properly secured to begin with. It's a really effective way of being able to disseminate information specifically to people outside of your company. So that's one of the big reasons I like it. It's not expensive. It's pretty affordable for the functionality that it provides. It's good for if you're a solo practitioner, all the way up to firms with hundreds of people. not a problem. It supports all the stuff that you would expect, encryption, password protection. And one of the other reasons I like it from a customer service perspective is the fact that you don't have to send that file to that person anymore. How many of you, for example, have found yourself into this scenario where you get a client, you know, emailing you Friday night at 6 o'clock saying, hey, I got a refi, you know, that the paperwork was due an hour ago. Can you please send me 5 years of tax returns? Well, I'm sure that's happened to at least some of you and myself included. Well, the response is, hey, client, it's in your share file. Go ahead and log in there and you can find any files that we have on you. So it's great. It answers the question of how do I share files securely outside of my company? Now, you're probably at some point going to want to meet with either colleagues, staff, clients, or other folks. Okay. And you're going to need a conferencing solution. And I'm actually going to give you my recommendations here. I think you need an internal conferencing solution that answers the question of how do I meet with my staff? And I think you need an external conferencing solution, which answers the question of how do I meet with my colleagues? How do I meet with my clients? How do I meet with vendors outside the company? Okay. Now, in our company, we have two conferencing solutions. We have one for our staff and that we use all day, every day, which is Microsoft Teams. And it's great because in one click, you can just instantly be able to communicate and talk with anybody in the company. But it's not great when you need to meet with a client or somebody outside because Teams requires software to be installed. It requires authentication. You have to have an account. I mean, there's these other things that just kind of get, that just kind of come up that if you're not familiar with it, you know, you can kind of get turned around on, you know. It's not that it's hard, but if you're an existing Team user, it's no sweat. You can just go ahead and use that solution. However, I like something simpler. I like something that doesn't touch any of our infrastructure. I like something that stands on its own, that eliminates the risk of somebody accidentally having more access or even posing the risk of some sort of coming too close to our security infrastructure. And that's why I like Zoom. Zoom is what we use externally. Teams is what we use internally. And in my opinion, and this is just one humble man's opinion here, Zoom is hands down the easiest. It's the best overall quality. It presents all the things that I would want to expect with being able to hold a meeting virtually, including things like being able to turn on my webcam so we can see each other. It allows me to share my screen, allows me to share a file, it allows me to chat with people. And I just really, really like that ability because it's so easy, so effective, and it's a really useful tool to use. The quality is outstanding. You know, you can present HD video. You can have live participant screens so they could see each other as well. And I find that when set up correctly, it's very secure. You know, it's a very effective way to be able to have secured conversation with people without having to have them in your Teams Microsoft account. The collaboration on this is great, especially if you do a little planning, a little bit of thinking about how you want to share this information with other people. And multiple people can be able to present and annotate, and you can really have good business conversations without having to physically be together. They also have a free version of this. Meetings are limited, I think, to 40 or 45 minutes on the free account. But, you know, if you just want to have a way to say hi to grandma or be able to have a cup of coffee with your sister or brother halfway around the world, well, you can do this. And in the COVID world, having those video conferences have been a lifesaver for a lot of us, myself included. On my day-to-day, though, what I really like is some sort of internal communication collaboration tool. And the two that kind of lead the approach are Teams from Microsoft and Slack, which is now owned by Salesforce. So in addition to a conferencing tool, which answers the question of meeting with people outside of the company, your internal tool should be one of these solutions. If you already have a Microsoft 365 account, you're better off using Teams. If you're not using a Microsoft account, you're not interested in using a Microsoft account, you don't like Microsoft, well, you might want to check out Slack. Slack was the first in this arena. Teams has only been around now for about 2 years. It is the successor product to Skype for Business. But in my opinion, it is the superior of the two solutions. Now, what these tools allow you to do is communicate and collaborate. Okay. With Teams, for example, what we can do is that we can be able to instantly send a chat message to anybody in the company. So I can pull up Teams, for example, and send a message to Alicia or to Alex or to Christian or to anybody in the company and be able to ask a quick question. Okay. Additionally, we can also be able to talk. I can, for example, click a button and we'll instantly be able to talk with that person like we were on the phone. And in fact, it sounds a heck of a lot better than on the phone as well. But my favorite option and what our default option in the company is the video chat. Okay. In our company, Devmatics, we're all remote. We always have been, and we've never had a physical office, and I don't anticipate that ever changing. As such, though, how do you create company? How do you create culture? How do you create community, you know, if you're never in the same place? Well, Teams has been wonderful for us in terms of being able to create friendship, culture, the whole nine yards within our company because of the video conferencing inside of it. One click, we can see each other and we talk. And in our company, we have a standard policy that when you're communicating with folks, camera on, you know, and treat it like a professional meeting in that particular way. And from Teams, I can share a file, you know, so if I need to send something to Alex or Christian or Alicia, I can instantly do so, whether it be a funny GIF image of a, you know, funny thing from a movie, or if I want to send a YouTube clip, or I want to send, for example, a spreadsheet. Now, the real reason I love Teams is the fact that it's beautifully and deeply integrated in with the rest of the 365 architecture. Most of us, a lot of CPA firms, a lot of professional accounting firms are using 365. So you're using services like OneDrive, like SharePoint, like Microsoft Excel, PowerPoint, and others, Active Directory, things of this nature, email, you know, through Microsoft Exchange. Teams has that all baked right in. It's not that Slack is bad. Slack is a great tool, and I have clients that use it that love it. It's just if you happen to be using the 365 architecture, you're not doing yourself a service if you're not using Teams. It is, in my opinion, the linchpin of online communication, and it's the hub that brings all of this together. So we're going to be going into Teams in depth in future podcasts, talking about all the amazing things that you can do inside of this. And Microsoft has done a fabulous job, in my opinion, A, keeping this up to date, B, making it available on virtually all devices, Windows, Mac, Linux, mobile devices, and more. And they're always adding things to it. There's all these cool new features that you should be aware of that you can do inside of Teams. And it's just something that we use constantly. And so I really look forward to, in a future podcast, just diving into this solution. Now, for me, I can't just live solely in Teams as much as I like to. I have clients that utilize Slack. I have a longstanding Google Hangout with some of my best friends from high school that we talk almost every single day in Google Hangouts. I've got clients that only communicate on Skype. I've got clients that only communicate on WhatsApp. Well, you know what I found myself in? I found myself in this scenario that, you know, I had five different applications open at any given time. I needed multiple versions of Teams. I needed multiple Slacks. I needed multiple Discords, Hangout, Skype, so on and so forth. And that truly kind of became a little bit frustrating in terms of having to manage all of this, because I had like five different communication apps open. You know, and I didn't like that, you know, because I would always, whatever I click on, ended up being the wrong solution. So I came across, and this was a tip from my good buddy and business partner, Alex. I came across this really cool solution called RAMBOX. Okay. I love this tool. It's free as well. And what RAMBOX does is it combines and consolidates all of these different messaging and communication platforms into one single application. So instead of having to check 10 different things, I have one app. And I open that up and I can get access to it. Now, to be clear, from my workflow, I run Teams, my standard internal Devmatics Teams on its own, but then I use RAMBOX for all the other services that I need to connect to. And so instead of having Discord running and Slack running and Skype running and Hangouts running, I run RAMBOX and they're all in one place. So it, instead of having to maintain and install each application, you run RAMBOX and all of them are listed right there. Let me go ahead and show you the website, and we might dive into this in for in another podcast sometime soon. So the website is rambox.app. This is kind of what that app looks like. Okay. When you launch it up, it's going to give you a plethora of different icons of different chat services and communication services, everything from AOL. So if 1996 calls and you need to get into your AOL account, Rambox has you covered, to Gmail, to Discord, to Teams, to Slack, to Skype, to whatever, you know. And in fact, if you click over here to the apps icon, they support over 600 different web services that you can plug right into a single application. So it's not limited just solely to communication like Teams and Slack, but really kind of a lot of different services. And it kind of puts all these different services in one place. So Amazon Music, for example, certainly not a chat service, but instead of having to run that separately, you can run it right here. And you can go ahead and you can search. So all the big stuff you're going to see are listed here. Here's our Microsoft Teams. You've got Steam, so on and so forth. Lots of different solutions. So it's a way of consolidating all the different apps you're probably already using, but into one single application. And then along the top here, you will see that each of these has a little tab. And when you have a new message, like in Gmail or a new calendar or a new, let's say a voicemail in Google Voice, you click on that little thing and it will take you directly to that service. So I really like that because it makes it effective and easy in terms of being able to manage my communication. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and have our second review question for the day. Which tool would allow me or you to have a video conference and share my screen with an audience? Would it be Microsoft Teams? Absolutely, you could do that very easily, 100% built in. Rambox. Absolutely. You're limited to using one service at a time. So you couldn't, for example, institute a Skype and a Teams and a Slack call all at the same time. But yeah, you can totally do that inside of Rambox. Easy peasy. Zoom? Absolutely as well. You can do all of those. So in fact, all of these solutions easily will allow you to be able to communicate and collaborate internally or externally with colleagues or clients or anybody else. Alrighty, let's go ahead and go into our last section for our podcast for today, which are going to be looking at some of the financial tools that are out there that I really like. Okay. And so I've got a couple that are around credit card processing, but where I want to start is with expense reimbursement. Okay. Now, As a professional, I'm often going to different engagements, whether they be business engagements. I do a lot of public speaking, so a lot of public speaking engagements as well. As such, I'm often finding that I need to track my expenses to get reimbursed. Additionally, you know, we also have to track and submit an expense report within our company so that we can get the proper accounting for that. Well, there are a lot of solutions that will allow you to be able to track your expenses. A couple of ones that come to mind would be like SAP's Concur, Tally is another one, Zoho Expense. But my personal favorite by far is going to be Expensify. In my opinion, it's the most feature-rich. It's the most intuitive to use. It's very affordable. It's free for individual use, very affordable for if you choose to use this inside your company. And their mobile app is outstanding. I personally like the workflow. It makes sense to me. It also integrates with all of your major credit cards and banks and will download those transactions automatically. So if you're using American Express or using MasterCard, Visa, instead of having to manually track all this stuff, you can just integrate it with your credit card and just pull down those expenses directly. So it is really cool in terms of being able to track your expenses. And if you're somebody who has to do expense reports, this is going to be the easiest way of doing it. And if you're doing this not only for yourself, but you're doing it for a whole company, do yourself a favor and get some sort of solution in place because it will make or break you in terms of productivity. And, you know, often what we find ourselves is just dealing with big projects like this, ongoing projects like this, often can take so much time and effort. You know, if we can automate them, if we can put an app in place, man, does it make life so much faster and easier. Let's go ahead and switch real quick and give you a sense of what this tool does. So we're over here on Johnny's CPE Demos account, and you can see here that I've got a report set up. Let's go ahead and click into this particular report. Okay. So right now we just have a single expense airport parking. Looks like Johnny was doing this in conjunction to his Acme brick audit. And you know what? He's got a couple of additional expenses to manage. Now, if Johnny had come over here to his settings account, he can come over here to credit card import and he can import in either his personal card or if it's set up in a company, can import in his company cards as well. What's great about this is that it takes all the headache in terms of having to track those individual expenses. It will just pull those transactions down directly from American Express, Chase, Bank of America, or others. Okay. Alternatively, Johnny can upload a transaction file. So if he downloads those transactions, he can do it that way as well. He can also do this on his mobile app, I'm going to point out. Often my use case, my kind of workflow with respect to managing my expenses is I like to do it as I'm going. You know, I'll have my trusty smartphone, I'll have the receipt. And what I like to do is as that expense is incurred, as I'm buying that coffee or pumping that fuel or getting that receipt from that vendor, pull out my phone, I take a picture of it, and I immediately have a copy of that receipt. So it's always best to do this as you're going. I think in 1 year I submitted like 100 expense reports for the different travel things that I had to do. Well, I tested it. Was it better to, for example, collect the receipts and do them all at the end of the month or just do it as I go? No surprise to anybody, if you do it all at the end of the month, you're going to be left with a huge pile of work. And instead of just kind of taking 10 seconds at the moment to be able to do it, then you're left with like 3 hours of work, in my case, in terms of having to process those all at the end of the period. Okay, but just for example's sake, let's say, you know, he forgot a couple of expenses and he wants to add them in. Well, he'll go into the appropriate report. These reports themselves can be customized with additional fields and tags and all different sorts of customization. We'll be planning on doing in CP Today podcast specifically on Expensify because there's so many different things that you can do with it. But let's just go ahead and add a simple expense. So we'll come up here to add an expense. We'll select a new expense and we will attach a receipt. Okay. I want to point out, I can make this a little bit simpler by dragging and dropping in, but considering we're doing a demo here, I'll give you the full rundown. Okay. So here is his receipt from LAX and wow, it's actually reasonably priced for a burrito and a coffee, only $12. But I think this receipt's from a couple years ago. I'm pretty sure that would be like, $40 now. Okay, so we've attached that there. We'll see a visual copy of that receipt. We can click it, for example, and see a full high-resolution copy of this. And so we'll go ahead and put LAX restaurant. Okay, and what's the price? Okay, $11.97. And we can categorize it. So we'll just go ahead and say meals. And we can put a description like that. And we'll click save. And it will start to categorize this so that we can essentially see the breakdown of those expenses in a way that makes sense to us. We can always come up here, for example, and we can export this into a variety of formats, including CSV, Excel, and we can also generate a PDF of this that we can then hand off to the bookkeeper, controller, accountant, whoever is ultimately responsible for this info. And the reports themselves look great. You know, if we zoom in here, we can see that we have the total $64.75. We can see that we have a nice description and a breakdown of the categories. If we go to the next page here, we can see we have a thumbnail of that particular receipt, the two receipts listed. And then subsequent pages will be a full high resolution copy of each receipt. Man, is that so much easier than just plopping down a, you know, whole list of receipts right on that person's desk. Instead, you're transmitting a beautifully designed and organized PDF with all the information they need to be able to process that report effectively. Now, my next favorite solution for financial transactions, and I've got a couple here. I've got one for online payments, one for point of sale payments, and then one for personal payments. Okay. Now, as a software developer, as an accountant, I'm dealing with money and I'm dealing with financial systems all the time. Hands down, by far, full stop, absolute best way of processing a credit card payment in 2021 is using Stripe. It's just simply the best. It's got all the features and functions that I, as a developer, would want for building an e-commerce solution. And as an accountant, it has all the features that I would want for accounting for those transactions as well. It's got tons of features around fraud detection, reporting. It's got tons of different functionality that you can use to essentially process credit cards inside your company. Very reasonably priced, 2.9% per transaction with a $0.30 swipe fee, which is very reasonable. If you look at other major processors, these fees are in line, if not even more competitive. Now, if you do larger volume, you can also negotiate a better rate with Stripe as well. Now, if you're going to do in-person transactions, you need a point-of-sale system. So think about hospitality, think about retail, think about appointments, you know, people from medical facilities to, you know, interior designers. Well, they often are selling a combination of goods and services. Point-of-sale can make a huge difference. Okay. Now, my favorite is Square. Square offers a very affordable point of sale system. And in fact, if you have an iPad, you can download the app and use it for free. You can set up your own inventory and you can accept credit cards right on that iPad device. It supports a wide range of business models and different types of businesses. So it's really applicable for a lot of different people. And it's even cheaper than Square. Okay. 2.6% plus a 10-cent swipe fee. So if you run a little ice cream shop or maybe little Johnny wants to set up a lemonade stand this summer and wants to accept credit cards, Square point of sale is definitely going to be the best. The reporting, sales tax tracking, and more make this a really good solution. You know, normal point of sale for big businesses, if you look at like the Squirrel systems or the Aloha systems or the Micro systems, they could be tens of thousands of dollars. Well, you can get a lot of that features and functions from Square system for very little, if no money. Now, my favorite payment solution for personal payments, let's say you and I go out to dinner and we want to split the check, or you know what, a friend buys something and I need to reimburse them, Venmo. Okay. Venmo, which is a product of PayPal, makes it bonehead easy and simple to be able to receive money from people, you know, or send money to people. Often, you know, we'll split a bill or we'll buy something and we need to get deal with, you know, settling up with people. Well, who wants to pull out cash and, you know, count it out? I open up the Venmo app. I put in the amount of money where it should be going. Easy peasy. It goes ahead and sends that money to that person. And likewise, they can send money to me. Totally free. With one exception, you know, it's free if you're using it and it's connected to a bank account, you know, so it's pulling money out through ACH transactions. If you're using a credit card, they do charge a 3% fee. So don't do that. If you're just paying people, if you're reimbursing, splitting a fee, do it either through your existing Venmo balance or hook it up to your bank account. And it supports pretty much every bank. I don't think there's a single one that I've ever come across that didn't support this. And there's no charge. You can settle up with people like that. So it's very secure. It's very affordable. It works on every platform. And it's really just honestly a fantastic mobile app that's part of my day-to-day use when, you know, buying and settling up with friends for whatever we're trying to do. All right, let's go ahead and have our final review question for today. Which solution would probably be the best for processing a credit card sale from your website? That's our key phrase there. Okay. Would it be Expensify? No, Expensify does employee expense tracking, but it's not really kind of designed to manage credit card sales. Okay. Would it be Square Point of Sale? No, that wouldn't be it because it is a solution for in-person transactions. I'm sure you could probably figure out a way to process an online sale, but it's not really designed to use APIs, which are our standard approach for processing sales online. Would it be Venmo? No, that wouldn't be either because that's really kind of designed for person-to-person payments. The correct answer here would be Stripe. Stripe is that really great solution for being able to systematically and programmatically being able to process a credit card transaction. Well, that does bring us to the end of our podcast for today. So let's summarize. What did we learn today? Well, we learned about different solutions to be able to better track your time, track progress on projects, and communicate with our colleagues using services such as Rescue Time, When I Work, my personal favorite, Clockify, project solutions like Trello and Asana. We talked about different ways of being able to manage documents and access to your computer. ShareFile is my go-to for external sharing. And if you're using to share internally, whatever you're using currently, Office 365, Microsoft 365, Google, and others, Zoho is also a great option. We also talked about different tools to be able to process financial transactions and account for our expenses, you know, using tools like Expensify, using Venmo, Stripe, and others. Now, this is just the first episode in this series. I'm so excited about this series because there's so much great things to talk about, and it's never going to end. There's so many new tools that are coming out at any given time. So we'll be continuing this over the course of several episodes. But in the future, we want to talk about more effective ways that we can use your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, and other devices. I got so many recommendations on hardware that you might want to consider. I've got recommendations on scanners, tech tips, and more. And some of my colleagues, some of which you might have seen in prior episodes, will be joining me to talk about some of their favorite tech tools as well. So please stay tuned. So much more great content to come. And I do want to remind you that if you are a financial professional, and I hope you are, you can earn credit for today's podcast. It is super simple. Yes. All you have to do is go to cpetoday.com, use course code HOT1, that is HOT1, take a short 5-question quiz, and you can earn a credit for today's podcast. It's a great way of staying on top of your financial continuing education to maintain your licensing. It's amazing how quick those licensing renewals can pop up. So this is a great way to be able to get your education, get recent content, and learn using something you're probably already doing, which is just listening to a podcast. So again, check out cpetoday.com. Use course code HOT1 for today's podcast. If you liked our material, and I hope you did, as always, you are welcome to connect with us on social media and share your thoughts with us. You can find us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and others. Almost all these platforms, you can find us at CPE Today. Love for you to leave a comment, subscribe, like, and listen, and let us know what you think. As a reminder, you can watch live. Most of the time, we are live Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 o'clock Pacific, and you can watch us live on Facebook and YouTube. But you can always connect with us and listen to the show on your schedule. You can find the CP Today podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and others. We'd love for you to subscribe, maybe even leave a comment or review if you like the material. So much more great stuff to come. It's been my sincere pleasure. I hope to see you in the next podcast very soon. Best wishes. Good luck.